Playoffs are officially underway when it comes to all KMA land teams now. Missouri Class 1 is getting under action. We have Rockport and East Atchison clashing there on Friday. It'll be on the KMA Extreme. Me, Dusty Scahill, along Kent Larson, will be on the call for that one. Second time, these two are going to be facing each other. On the line, we have head coach Justin Piper of the East Atchison Wolves. Coach, let's kind of go over those last couple of games. You guys ended the season 6-4, up to this point, we're 6-4. Go over the last couple of games for the Wolves. What have been going really well for them on the field?
Just kind of putting together kind of what we've kind of been building for. We kind of built ourselves to make this run late. We knew early in the year with a new staff, with a new offense, with some guys playing new positions that we were going to have our struggles and things. So now it feels like, you know, we're kind of in our groove and just going, kind of doing what we wanted to do all year, and it's just kind of, things are kind of clicking right now.
Especially in the back half of the season, like you said, playing well, offense going really well. What's it tend to look like for the Wolves on offense, and who's doing it?
You know, Brody Winahan, our quarterback, is just, he's just efficient. He's not going to run for a ton of yards. He's not going to he's not going to pass for a ton of yards. But what he's going to do is not make bad decisions. He's he's really low on interceptions. You know, I think for the season he's 10 or 12 touchdowns compared to, you know, a 2 or 3 interceptions, something like that. So he gets everything started for us, and then you know, our backfield is pretty good. Our we've got a really good running back, Gavin Irvin. He is explosive. He's really good in the open field. We put our fullback, this is his first year playing there. I think he's the best linebacker in the state. So I thought, who better to lead block for a pretty good running back? And that's what he's done for us. And we've kind of hung our hat on those three kids back there. Our O line has been solid. You know, we've had to move some pieces here and there and get some young guys going, but you know, we know where our bread's buttered, and it's those three in the backfield for us.
Let's go ahead and look forward to that playoff matchup. Now we have Class 1 playoff match with Rockport coming up. You guys did face them and lose earlier in the season, but, man, that was all the way back in September. You guys have grown. So what are just some expectations, not saying wins and losses, Coach, but what are we just looking forward to here? It's going to be Rockport-East Atchison, a known rivalry.
I mean, that's the one thing. You know, you don't have to say much more to get ready for the football games. We're playing Rockport Friday. When we played them the first time, we got smoked. Number one, we weren't ready to play. Number two, Tate Johnson did not play in the football game at all. Gavin Irvin was hurt. We're not going to make excuses, but we were not at full strength that game. So we are going in. You know, we came in for film yesterday and said, you know, as a football team, this is we're as good as we can be right now. So we're healthy. Everyone's, you know, battling bumps and bruises here and there, but as far as us going into a football game as being, you know, as good a football team as we can be, that's what we'll have going in Friday.
And then maybe what's just priority number one as you're heading into that game there versus Rockport?
Man, just being us. You're not going to control a whole lot of what Rockport does just because they're talented. They're the number one team in the state for a reason. But what we can control is us doing what we do and being good at what we do. On defense for us, it's going to be a bend, don't break. They just have studs running around everywhere. They're big up front. We know that. We're not going to hide from it. We're going to get downhill. We're going to try to hit them. We're going to try to match their physicality. And then on offense, we just have to be creative. We have to, we know we're not going to line up and push them around. They're bigger, you know, stronger in some areas. You know, they got that Heron kid. He's a nice kid. That the Gebhard kid, those Those are big, strong, physical kids, and we know we've got to, you know, get creative. We've got to, you know, kind of get outside and see if we can find some green grass.
All right, that is head coach Justin Piper of the East Atchison Wolves heading into play Rockport here coming up this Friday. Going to be on the KMA Extreme. Listen in on that one. Going to be a good playoff there, game in Class 1 Missouri football. Coach Piper, thanks for getting this in. Good luck the rest of the way there come Friday.
Hey, I appreciate you and appreciate all the coverage.